Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Drink the water from my hand. Contagious as you think I am. Just took myself towards your domain. You can't run it over again.
Yeah. radio on this Monday night, and I tell you what, things are getting heated up, and the truckers up there in Canada is standing firm and everything. There's going to be a lot more to come here in just a few. But we do got special guest Jonathan Sutherland, who's going to be speaking here in just a little bit. But anyhow, Virgil, how you doing, brother? How you hanging in there?
Oh, we're hanging in here pretty good. Let me get on my headset here right quick.
All right. Well, I had to call in. So,
what
I
is that now?
Man, I tell you, things are getting a little hairy, and we're going to start putting the grind down, you know, and everything. Me and Jonathan was talking earlier about some stuff that you're going to confirm with us here a little later. But, you know, we warn people to stock up and everything because we know what's coming and everything. But why don't you go ahead and let you talk, and then we'll bring Jonathan on.
Okay, Joseph, as far as what I am, the reports I am getting, trucks are headed north from California. The estimated number of trucks that headed north from California was 10,000. I don't know how accurate that is. West Virginia, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, North, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia have all headed north. They went up, I believe, 95 all the way up to Maine, and they're going to cross the border there because the border at Niagara Falls, New York, is quite crowded.
Right.
The Canadians have kicked something off here that's it's migrated around the world. Australia, Germany, Denmark, France, and we're discussing right now, March 1st, that we're going to hook a convoy up to Washington, and I'm pretty sure since a lot of trucks have joined up in Canada, I'm pretty sure a lot of trucks are going to cross the border from Canada into the United States, and they're going to show up in Washington, D.C., and
right.
We're going to let them know enough is enough. We're going to let them know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw some stuff yesterday where Australia and, like you were saying, Denmark, they were doing their trucker convoys up there. And that was actually interesting to see because, like you said, Canada started something worldwide. And, you know, it can't hurt them one way, but we'll hurt them this way.
Well, people
much.
Are just fed up, Joseph. We're just fed up. We're just fed up with the diesel prices that have gone completely outrageous because of these emission taxes that are being pushed on us, and you know, our fuel cost trickles down. The more it costs us to operate, the more we have to charge the consumers, the more we have to charge these institutions, these plants, these business entities, whether they're large or small. Now, the larger businesses, it doesn't hurt them that bad, but they have to pass the cost down to everyone else.
Right.
And it's just unbelievable. You know, I mean, when you walk into your Walmart, into the meat section or the Sam's, and they have shoplifting alarms wrapped around packages of meat. I mean, come on, people. That ain't normal.
No, it's not. And that's everywhere. I mean, we've seen how much food has gone sky high, you know, and everything and stuff.
Well,
and
it's not only that. You know, these mandates, you know, they can set mandates. You know, they think they can set mandates. Okay, let me give the listeners out there a little food for thought. Okay, Now, if mandates were perfectly legal, if this was perfectly legal, okay, for people to have to wear masks, for people to get vaccine passports, you know, these mandates set down by this counterfeit president that we have and this Jezebel vice president who's barely seen anywhere. Okay. When they were barking, the liberals were barking, Trump should disclose his income tax records, his tax return records, all of this. All right. Well, if mandates are legal, you know, I think the next president, which I believe is going to be Trump or DeSantis, I believe in the 2022 election is going to pretty much flip everything around. At least I'm hoping it does. Well, they should set a mandate that all public officials, political candidates, and everyone should have to produce their income tax returns. Let's make that a mandate. Oh, no. Whoa. You'll be called everything from white supremacist, extremist, to racist, to homophobic, misogynist, Islamophobic, and every goddamn thing else if you demand that.
And a cracker. But, you know, what people don't understand is these mandates are not law. You know, they don't have to follow.
No, they are not law. They are not law. But when you have people that live in places such as New York, that live in places such as Chicago, and they don't have anything to defend themselves with. They don't have anything to fall back on. Well, it's real easy for a bunch of badge-wearing thugs to come up, slam you on the ground, put handcuffs on you, and arrest you for breaking a law that doesn't exist.
Whoa, look what they did
to that 9-year-old
girl.
It's called tyranny. It's called tyranny, people. It's called tyranny.
Look what they did last week with that 9-year-old girl that went on a field trip, didn't have a vaccine passport, and they arrested her. That's going too far. When a cop starts doing
tyranny.
That, they need...
That's tyranny. That's tyranny.
Like I said on Friday night's show, you know, when cops want to start doing that, it's time to take off the badges because you no longer represent the people.
Well, you know what? You know what law enforcement? Now, there are some good, honest cops out there.
Oh, yeah.
But they're being weeded out. They're being weeded out. And even the Canadians. The Canadian law enforcement, they're tired of it, too. They're fed up with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
From the reports I'm getting, they're letting trucks roll across the border without even checking them. They're not checking anything. And there have been videos. They have come on TikTok, Facebook, everywhere else. They don't stay up long. But law enforcement, you know, they're supporting the truckers. They're giving them as much help as they can.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing it. And also the military up there, too, has been showing support.
And you really can't blame them when your leadership does like the leadership in Afghanistan and skips the country.
Right.
Well, Trudeau is nowhere to be found.
Well, there's been a video of Trudeau going around where he admits that he loves China, he loves the communists, he loves their ways. And there's a photo of him with the yacht. Just like our governor, your governor, Governor Kate Brown, the governor up here in New York, they're all communists and they're compliant.
Oh, yes.
But,
well, we know this. We know this. I mean, with this, right. that fact is well known. But, you know, you cannot expect your military leaders to look up to you for guidance or look up to you as chain of command. When you break camp and you leave out and, you know, hey, do the best you can, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that does not produce a very high morale.
Oh, no.
Within the military.
Especially
but these law enforcement, these law enforcement officers down here in America, they just don't care anymore. They just want to ride their job, get their little retirement, get their benefits, and whoever. Mm-hmm. And they just don't care. But anytime, anytime, it reminds me of that movie with Richard Pryor, The Toy.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, I refer to movies a lot because they said a lot of, you find some examples in here. When Jack and Gleason told Warren Beatty, Ned Beatty, in that office to drop his pants, okay, and he said, do I have to? He said, well, if you want to keep your job. So Ned Beatty dropped his pants.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie Gleason pointed at him. He said, now, that's reality. That's reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have that much control over people to where they're willing to sacrifice their dignity, their pride, well, then that's not law enforcement. That's followers of a cult.
Exactly.
And it's a cult of tyranny, mm-hmm. is what we have.
And you know,
bottom line, creepy Joe and the hoe and the mandates have got to go. That's mm-hmm. the bottom line.
And you know what I see? My nephew asked me this, but you know what I see happening around the world is that, you know, with everybody getting pissed off, but I was watching these protesting around the world's not even being videotaped. I've seen a lot of
social media is your only outlet to what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
MSNBC, CNN, they are not covering this. They are not covering this. Now, let this be an Antifa riot where they're burning buildings down, Black Lives Matter riot. They're all over it. They're over it, and they're calling it a peaceful
The only way
protest.
I'm getting some of this is on TikTok. There's a lot of life feeds that's been going on. But what I see, Virgil, when the entire population of the earth gets fed up, I see them dragging every one of those fuckers out of their comfy homes or offices, wherever they're at, and I see them dragging them out.
Well, it's coming to that point, and that's what I'm going to stress when I talk to these people, when we have to sit down and talk to, or video chat, or conference chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Washington is not Canada. Okay, Washington is a snake pit. Okay, Canada, you basically got They're not reaction, not that much of reactionary people,
mm-hmm.
okay? You know, they're going to raise hell, but they're going to do it the right way. Americans down here, okay, what we're going to have, if we go to Washington, we're going to have provocateurs
mm-hmm.
that are going to be amongst these people. They're going to try to provoke violence.
Yep.
That is their thing. They're going to try to provoke violence.
Yep. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and bring Jonathan on and let him talk, too. But, you know, and I see this coming bright as day. I see it coming. It's about to blow, bro. It's about to blow.
Well, there is no doubt in my mind. You know, if we actually hook up a convoy to Washington, I'm going. Now, my company is going to have a stroke, you know, me running up there, I'm probably going to have to get my own bobtail insurance to run
right.
up there. They're going to have a fit.
Well, a lot. You're going to see a lot of them going in.
you know, because I've been hearing these cats down here by the Loves, you know, the truckers down here, they're getting ready. They were talking about it.
Yeah.
So it's
going to
happen.
It's just, we're just fed up. We're just tired and fed up. Tired and fed up.
You know, and look at the border crisis going on, too. I mean, you know, the stuff's going on there, you know. Those aren't actually migrants. Those are Guatemalan soldiers coming in. We talked about that.
Well.
You know, and confirmed it. Jonathan, welcome to the show, my friend. Long time no hear.
Yes, I'm here. Good to be back on your show.
Talking about this, and you've heard us talk about it on the show and confirmed it, and people think we're, you know, we're full of shit, but these migrants, they're not migrants.
Well, first of all, Bert, I'd like to correct my last name. It's Alexander, so for the record. Second of all, part of the trucker strike right now starting in Utah. It's a Utah Freedom Convoy. That's going to start February 5th at 10 a.m. And the address for that is 3869 West 54th Street in Taylorsville, Utah. They're asking the people bring gas and gift cards for the truckers. So pretty much everything shit is getting real.
Well,
where is the convoy headed to out of Utah?
From what I understand, that one as well is headed to Washington D.C.
Okay.
So basically, we've got a lot of crisis happening around our country right now. It's about time that people take a stand for our freedom and our rights. This COVID
vaccine, Jonathan.
This COVID vaccine mandate has been ridiculous.
Well, Jonathan, not to blow my own horn and not to brag and not to threaten anyone, but if 25 to 30% of the trucks shut down, and I mean whether they're in a Freedom Convoy to Washington or they just turn the keys to Channel OFF, okay, that will decimate this country. You will not see groceries on the shelves. You will not see anything getting delivered.
We've been preaching to people for the last 2 years. We've been preaching that to people. They better get stocked up because we knew this day was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now, people. If these truckers wake up and realize that they're in a position to sit on the throne and be the shot callers, Washington's in trouble. These politicians are in trouble. The nation is in trouble.
And I guess Washington's in trouble because right now the truckers have support from a lot of the local churches and different group organizations out there. They've got enough to be able to squat for the next 2 years is what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's like we said earlier that, you know, this is going to be worldwide truckers that are doing this. We've seen videos of this already.
I mean, you have absolutely minimal, maybe 1%, okay? I'm going to give you an example. You have maybe 1% out there that actually haul livestock, company-owned livestock haulers. All right. The rest are independent contractors like me, owner-operators, bull haulers, pig trucks. You know, we haul to the slaughterhouses. Okay, you think meat prices are high now? You think there's a meat shortage right now? Think again. Your chemical haulers. Sure, you have Trimac. You have Service Transport. You have Hennef. You know, the majority of these, well, not the majority, I'm going to say a good 40% of chemical haulers, tanker haulers like me, are owner-operators. Okay? That means no more fiberglass resin at your shops. to make your fiberglass parts for John Deere tractors, like what they do. That means no more water treatment chemicals for your public municipalities like Houston Water Works or any water works or anything like that, because water treatment is a matter of sulfuric acid, caustic soda, and polymer that they use in water treatment. And all of this is hauled by tanker trucks. They can't bring it in on rail cars. There's no way to get it out over there on rail cars. And what else are you gonna do? Drop it out of an airplane? I mean, it either has to be loaded in 300-gallon totes, put on a flatbed or a van, or in a tanker truck. So, you know, you figure out, you look around your house, and I'll bet you cannot name one thing in your house that didn't get put on a truck first before you bought it at the store.
Yep, I agree.
And here's the thing.
One of the big issues we got, gentlemen, is we're also facing a big crisis down on the border. Pretty much like what you said earlier. We've got people down there trafficking children in. Most of these children are being raped before they even get across the border. They're given a pill for an abortion the second they get across. They already know they're going to be raped. We've got Border Patrol overwhelmed. Border Patrol is getting sick of the way this country is being ran because they cannot do their damn job down there on the border. I know a lot of militia units are down there on the border as we speak. More are actually in route. So they're going down to try to assist with this matter. But the biggest problem that we're facing also in this country is too many people are being silent. I'm very proud of the Texas governor. He spoke up the other day right on the live news channel with several other state governors and attorney generals out there spoke out at this meeting. And they all said they're going against the government. They're done.
I'll tell you what right now, Johnson, do not put too much faith in Hot Wheels Abbott. He'll flip-flop on you in a heartbeat. If pressure gets put on him too bad, he's going to go with the flow.
I don't put faith in anybody in the government, so you don't have to worry about that.
You know. I learned a long time ago, if I got to ask anybody if I can trust anybody in the United States government, I'm going to ask the Indians.
Right. We had one on the show. She'll tell you. You know. But
kept saying we're all nothing but a bunch of extremists. I guess reality is going to slap them in the face because shit's hitting the fan.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, Joseph will tell you this. And if you've been listening to the show, I've been telling everybody this. What it's going to take to bring people full tilt, to get people full mad dog fighting mean, is when you start taking stuff from them. When you start taking their stuff,
yep,
especially here in America. And that's happening. That's happening. They're steady taking and come out and say, we can't find a job and we can't do this and we can't do that. And every place I go, Loves, Pilot, Flying J, TA, Speedco, Big Boss, everywhere I go, help wanted. Big signs, help wanted. I'm going to tell you what I saw in Georgia. Remember when I told you I was in Georgia, right around Atlanta, the other week, right around Lucretia's area? Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I saw that should shock reality into everybody, Jonathan. Shock reality. I stopped at that Love's after I got through offloading. There's a Love's truck stop right there. And right next door to it is a Waffle House. And it was about 3 o'clock in the evening, and all I had ate was a cup of coffee and a Cinnabon early that morning, okay, around 6 o'clock. And it's 3 o'clock. I haven't had any lunch or anything, so I was kind of hungry. So I figured I'd park at that Love's. I walk over to that Waffle House. I walk over to the Waffle House, closed due to labor shortage.
Yeah.
A Waffle House now, Jonathan. A Waffle House now.
Yeah, but you're seeing that all over the country anymore.
Yes. But when a Waffle House is not open 24/7 in America, something's wrong.
Yep.
Something is wrong.
Some people don't want to work. They got comfortable with that credit tax. That's what we're getting.
Well, one of the things I'd like to say tonight here on the radio.
There's plenty of jobs.
Yep. One of the things I want to say on the radio here tonight, and I just want to make this message clear out there to all the patriots across this country, we need to stand together. It's united we stand or divided we fall. And I'll tell you what, quit being in pissing matches out there about who's the biggest chief out there.
Amen,
together.
Brother. Amen.
Yep.
Everybody needs to work together through this, and let's stand together.
Amen.
Yep.
Take the chips
they're
off the shoulders and leave the egos in your goddamn garage.
They're
going to
demonize
it.
Us anyway, so you know what? Like I told my nephew last night when I was talking to him, because he's fixing to join, and he talked to Johnson last night, and I told him, people like us, me, Virgil, Russell, you,
because, Jonathan, I'm going to tell you right now. I tell you right now, Jonathan, I get accurate reports. I get accurate reports from people direct in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not believe the number of people that are resigning their commissions and refusing to get that vaccine and going to take a dishonorable discharge to get out of the military right now. And you would not believe these little Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts that they're trying to replace these people with. They're trying to replace us. They're trying to replace me. 22 years of trucking experience. 22 years. With now 18-year-olds that are going to go across state lines carrying 80,000 pounds of rolling merchandise, gross vehicle weight, down the highway with your family and my family using those highways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can you say driving while texting? Can you say that? Can you say abandoned load because somebody done told somebody that his girlfriend or his fiance has got Jody over at the house and he done pulled all his stuff out the truck called a Uber to bring him to the bus station to get home
right.
Because he's lonely?
Hey, we got Russell on. But right. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? Are you there? Is that you,
no,
Russell?
This ain't Russell.
Oh. What's up?
This is Brian Dale. I just wanted to make – I know Jonathan. I just wanted to make a comment. I used to work at the DOD. And I had a chaplain come through, and me and another coworker spoke with him, and he said, I have not seen one single medical religious exemption upheld. Sailors are being discharged, and they're being thrown out for refusing the vaccine, and some of them are even getting a less than honorable discharge because they wouldn't take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I've got somebody that's got the straight bead out of Fort Bragg, okay, that's feeding me all of this. I've got connections at Camp Lejeune that'll feed me out of this. Pendleton. You Yeah, and I'm not doubting what you're saying. I'm not. You're just confirming everything that I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Everything that I'm hearing from everybody. When you get several people that don't know each other from Adam, and they're telling you the exact same story, let me tell you something. That is a lot more reliable information than some shit pants counterfeit president coming up telling me things are getting better.
Right. Or somebody wearing a white lab coat saying, hey, we got this under control.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
List
of famous last words. I've done this 100 times. Hold my beer and watch this shit. I know what I'm doing, and I've got it under control.
I heard you say, hold my beer and watch Biden shit. That's what I heard.
Yeah. I tell you what, Jonathan, I don't know if Joseph told you this. I've got this friend of mine who's got this kind of one step lower, darker sense of humor than what I have. And I made a comment while he was around on the radio show that I was going to send a box of Depends and some of those pine tree air fresheners to hang on Air Force One because I know they need them to the Secret Service. Just joking. Well, he actually did this.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? He got a knock on his door.
Uh-huh. I'll tell my nephew this.
The two Secret Service agents that came to his door, they weren't jerks. They didn't get a bigoty with him or militant with him or aggressive. They kind of, took
you
it as a joke.
You can't about Biden without having a knock on your door.
Yeah, but they just plainly told him in a laughing sort of way, don't do it again. These people do not have that kind of sense of humor. And we're still laughing about it. But he actually did this. He sent a box of Depends and a bunch of those air fresheners to Langley in Washington for the Secret Service.
Yep. Yeah, and appreciate that we're a bad influence on listeners.
Hey, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
All right. So I'm in Colorado, and I'm friends with a nurse, and we all had a meetup at a little restaurant, and a bunch of us like-minded people got together and talked. And she explained to us that with an internal document that we saw printed off from a hospital, that in the state of Colorado, as the vaccine rates go up, the COVID spikes go up, and they have this on a chart that they print out from mm-hmm. their internal, software system. Well, and recently up here, just 3 miles up the road from where I live, a 12-year-old or 13-year-old, something like that, was not vaccinated, and they refused to see this young kid because they weren't vaccinated.
Oh, that's going on all over the country. New Orleans, you try to go into a restaurant, you have to have a vaccine passport, and you have to wear a mask and everything else. Well, I don't know if you people have ever been to New Orleans during Mardi Gras, but I'm gonna have to watch them enforce all of this shit with 200,000 drunk people down there during Mardi Gras.
Right. But, it's time to start charging these doctors, too, as criminals, with murder. This is capital murder they're performing.
Well, I mean, it's one thing after another. Moderna's now come out with the Omicron booster shot, Omicron. I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like Optimus Prime side chick. I mean, is it just me or you know what? Okay. But, you know, you have, and what people, they go by this, and they don't look up things. Do you know every respiratory infection that you get from a cold all the way up is classified as COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Did you know there's over 450 variants of COVID on the books? Did y'all know that, Johnson?
Well, when they get $10,000 per patient, I can see why they have everything listed as COVID.
$10,000 per patient. You're lowballing. When you're declared with COVID and you're classified with COVID and they put you in the hospital, okay, $10,000, that may be for about maybe the first week and a half. If they got to put you on oxygen or on a ventilator or whatever, if you have to stay there for anywhere from 30 to 60 days, your hospital bill is going to be over $330,000. I have seen these hospital bills.
I understand that. What I'm saying is the second they declare that you have COVID, they automatically get $10,000 for that hospital.
So if I go get one of those tests and do like that person did in the video, and I have had people try this at their home, with these handout COVID tests, put a drop of orange juice on it and it tests positive. You know, I guess they're getting $10,000 for that too, huh, brother?
I guess it pretty well sums it up.
Well, not to mention that you have to go in the hospital and they put you in that CPAP machine, you ain't coming home alive. And they're gonna get $50,000.
Oh no.
They get $50,000 for that. Believe it or not.
I mean, there have been so many deaths. The treatment is worse. The treatment's worse than the disease.
Yeah.
I mean, I had COVID. Okay, Jonathan. I came back from, Illinois. And I was feeling lower than snake shit. Had no taste, no smell, no nothing. Wife finally aggravated me to the point of going to the hospital to get tested. But I told her on the way up there, I'm not getting no goddamn shot. I'm not getting no goddamn infusion. Okay. Well, they tested me. I come back positive. Okay. So they got pretty pissed when they came in there with that syringe and that vial. I told them, you know, you can take that, stick it up your ass. You come at me with it, I'm going to break your jaw. And they kicked me out of the hospital. So my wife and I, this was in Plaquemine. We went to Ochsner Medical Center in Plaquemine. Well, right down the road, there's a Tractor Supply. So I said, bring me a Tractor Supply. So I went in there and I bought the last two tubes of ivermectin horse medicine. And the plastic syringes. Keep one in my truck right now. I use it whenever I think I'm feeling bad. Brought it home, put a size of a dime on a Ritz cracker after I tried it the first time, just plain. Don't let that apple flavor advertisement fool you. This shit don't taste nothing like apples. Okay. And so I put it on, second time I took it, I put it on a Ritz cracker, and I put a big scoop of Smucker's strawberry jelly on it, preserved, and I took it. Well, I took that twice a day for 3 days, went back, got tested, disappeared like a fart in the wind. Got my smell back, got my taste back, got everything back. My wife was coming down with it, she took it for 2 days, that was it. Ivermectin works. It works.
Yep.
Well, that's what I hear. So one last thing I'd like to say while I'm on the show here tonight, and I want to just get this message out there to all the American people across the country. You need to write it to your senators, congressmen, your state representatives right into these people. We've got illegals coming across the border. I've got live video footage of it. I've got footage showing where they're getting on buses, being transported to airports, flown across the country, planted in a city near you. It's just got to stop. Not that our senators or congressmen are going to listen to us, but tens of thousands of people speaking out, writing in, saying us American people have had it with this shit. It's got to be – get that word out there.
Well, the politicians don't give a shit. They don't care.
According to – I don't know what Texas law is, but if in Louisiana, if you're committing a crime and you get killed or injured while committing that crime, well, then the person that killed or injured you cannot be held liable in a civil or criminal court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, and I mean, if the Border Patrol is shorthanded and they're coming across people's property like ranches and things like this in the middle of the night, well, I know if you're crossing somebody's property in Texas at the middle of the night and, you know, you get caught, well, you know, it's under under RIPS law,
right.
You know, you got to take somebody to the train station.
Right.
So to speak.
Hey, we got another caller on. I'm going to bring them on, but yeah, you know, I mean, but what can you do though? Cuz these politicians don't give a shit. They'd rather have them come in because like we said many times, Virgil, Jonathan.
Well, oops. Well, I saw a coyote on my property. I saw a coyote on my property. My cows are dropping calves right now. You know, I must have missed a coyote. Oh, well, I hit an illegal coming across the border. Oh, well, shit happens.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, they want them in here because, like we've said thousands of times, they're here because if they
Ann says they're buying up property around her. She lives out in bumfuck Egypt. And way out of the way. And she says she's getting crowded in.
Yeah. But the thing is, with these illegals and stuff coming in, these are soldiers. They're here because when they get the green light, as we have said, they're going to start attacking us with the inside. And they've already started.
Well, they're not just soldiers. They're also voting people for the Democrats because the Democrats is illegal, is allowing illegals to vote.
Yep. Hey, caller. How you doing there? Welcome to the show.
I'm pretty good. This is Nathan in Orlando. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'd like to get my therapy. I appreciate you guys trying to get something done, but something has been on my mind. My brother just passed after about a month of fighting that respirator in the hospital in ICU. We're burying him Monday. He lives out in Mesa, Arizona. I'm from Orlando, but... one of the things that I've been screaming, and nobody will hear me, and I hope you'll hear me, this COVID is a Republican policy. They were working on it more than the Democrats way back before most of us were born, after World War II, trying to do this China, most favored trade nation, so they'll become a part of the world community. And we, in 1994, after that, we gave our... We gave our economy and our sovereignty to China mostly, but to the world community with NAFTA. And George Daddy Bush, his executive order 12803, which allowed that, was the precursor to that. Here's what I want to say something. I was a Republican from 1978 up to 2004 when I got my first computer. Went to the Great Depression and studied their record up to that point. switch to no party affiliate with a vow to never vote for any politician, only citizen candidates. I'll never see my man vote by election. But I'm going to tell you something that's the record, and I can send it to you. It's a congressional record. In 1969, George Daddy Bush wrote a law called Title X. And I don't want to get into any debate on issues, but that there was the law that would fund Planned Parenthood. In 70, the Congress voted on it, 298 voted yes, and 32 voted to stop it. And then in the Senate, we have 100-0 to vote, fund it. Okay, we've seen that same thing, and we've been duped on this Obamacare. Ted Cruz, and if you'll let me put it in your chat room, Ted Cruz did a 21-hour, 19-minute fake filibuster, and they voted 100-0 to fund Obamacare. And I got a 5-minute video where he went on CNN with Chris Cuomo 2 months later talking about how we got to stop this thing, da-da-da-da. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't care. I don't care about the Republican Party. And I know that Alaska just passed a law. It's closer to the Constitution than what we have, but they're going to get away from, they're going to split that vote. They're going to split them votes and put citizens in there, hopefully. But I just want to say this before you, if you'll give me permission, I'll put it in the chat room. But I'm going to say this. Listen, in the U.S. Constitution, there is no two-party system. Open primaries is the law of the land. 24th Amendment says that right citizens to vote in any primary. There's no two candidates on any one ticket. If you read what it says in the 12th about the president and the vice president are two distinct elections, and the Senate confirms one, and the House of Representatives confirms the other election. So we need to read the Constitution and forget all your history. Just read just the words in the document and hear what it says.
And you I have to agree.
I'm just getting my therapy, man.
Right, just like we said many times on the show, too, you know, the Republicans and Democrats are in bed together. They're, you know, and everything. And
when
there is
when
a
you see,
party system.
When you see this congressional record, you're going to conclude we got one party, and they've got me and you down here at the bottom, Democrat and Republican, fussing with each other, dividing it. But we're taking the pressure. They're taking the pressure off each other from election to election. This here, and like I said, I studied it. We've been moving towards this global crap from the Great Depression. Something you got to remember, too, and I'm not a history buff, but I went back to look at what's important to me. And after whenever Lincoln was elected, there was the Republican Party was a small party. It wasn't even in all the states. But when he won, the Whig Party, which is a party sent over here by England, okay, the Whig Party was over. They disbanded and flooded they possessed the Republican Party like a band of demons. And that's what we got with the Republican. This is the Whig Party.
Well, it's not only that. What I agree with you, but what really poured the sugar to the yeast was when we came up with this brain fart. This abomination, this cult of beggars, thieves, child molesters, rapists, and just all-out disgusting degenerates, and put them all in this one building called the United Nations. That's when this country really started full steam downhill.
Yep.
That's when we started going full steam to the train wreck, brother. We get rid of the United Nations. We get rid of the United Nations in this country, and I guarantee you that at least 75 to 80% of the problems we have now will totally disappear.
Yep.
So I'd like to ask this caller a question that's calling in. So,
yeah.
So what's your opinion on how Donald Trump did to the country?
I think Donald Trump, and I know a lot of people didn't like him because He'll run your mouth. He'll run his mouth in a debate the way your host is doing right now. He says what's on his mind. Okay? You might not like the way he says it, but if you will forget that, don't be offended by that, but listen to what he says. It's logic. This man comes from the culture. He's a guy that can tell you you're not doing a job right, do it right. Okay, that's it. You're fired. He's a guy that's come from the real world. And here's the other part about Trump. While, he's a playboy. He was a playboy most of his life. But here's the thing. He believes in the law. If he wanted to do something in a state or in another country, he went to the politicians and he paid them. He supported their campaigns. But he did what it took for them to make the law, because he's not going to go out there and do what he wants to do. You can disagree with if the law was right, or you can say he paid. But you know what? He's not going to run a stop sign and then try to say he didn't do it. He'll say, take the stop sign down so I can go through it. If a man understands the law, he understands order. He understands the way the man's got intent.
Well, you know, I agree with you. He was, all right, a lot of things he said he shouldn't have said. He had a real ego. He's got a chip on his shoulder, and he kind of needs to cool his water a little bit, and he needs to let people hang themselves rather than give other people ammunition to hang him. Okay? You know, he did know what he was doing. Things were a lot better when he was president. Things would be way, way better if he would have got reelected, if he wouldn't have got the election stolen from him, and this counterfeit president, this idiot, this puppet, or whatever you want to call him, mental patient, I don't know what you want to call him, that's in the White House now calling his shots, or having people whisper in his ear pretending he's calling the shots. But he did a lot of things I didn't approve of, but he did do a way better job than the last three presidents we had.
Well, personally, I think Trump did what he had to do to get the job done for this country. I think what he actually did on purpose was constantly to get the Democrats over in one corner focused on what he did over here while he's over there taking care of business.
Let me say this. If you'll notice, presidents of the past, okay, they didn't go through half of the crap that Donald Trump went through from these liberals. Why? Because they had something on them already. They had a bargaining chip. Okay, so what did they have to do? They had to try and invent something. They had to try to pull something out of their ass to get a bargaining chip with Donald Trump. People don't see that.
Well, here's something Trump did, whether you like him or not, but here's the thing. If I tell you a lie, knowingly, not tell you something I'm confused on, but if I tell you a lie, even if you're a stranger, I dishonor you. The highest honor you can give someone is give them the truth. And if you can't give them the truth, be quiet. Just don't even say it. But don't make up something. And Trump said, and he ran on repeal Obamacare. And the Republicans ran on repeal Obamacare. As soon as they got reelected, nobody had a plan sitting in their desk drawer ready to pull it out and get working on it. In the midterms, listen, you can't find this. I'll bet you a finger on it. You can't go across the country and find one Republican running to get reelected, bring up health care. But the Democrats, they was all over that issue like a fat cop on a free donut. Okay, that midterm is what gave the Democrats a majority and put Nancy Pelosi on her throne. But the Republicans still, when you go look at that, what I just sent you, you'll see why the Republicans have told me they're going to take away Obamacare. Look at this thing 2 months after he voted 100-0 after his 21-hour, 19-minute fake lying filibuster. You know, and so I did, when you lie to me, and when you go back, like I said, I went back to the Great Depression, and I seen how much they have been managing this thing. You know, they okay, I can't vote for this. I have to vote for this because I'm up for election. Back in the 2016 when the Planned Parenthood baby body parts got exposed and they had hearings, what did we hear? The Republicans that were up there up for reelection, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, they were like, well, wait, you know, we don't need to defund Planned Parenthood. First, they have to. It's a law. Okay, but they're saying we need to defund Planned Parenthood. And then when it come down for the vote, they were a present not voting, which gave them the numbers to send them their money.
Well,
you know, let me
tell you something, my man. You know, I'm going to say something you probably are not going to like or approve of. But I'm going to start it out like this. When it comes to the abortion issue, okay, these procedures, a lot of these procedures that are used in modern day, what I say modern day, I mean right now, modern day abortions are products of Nazi Germany concentration camps under Dr. Josef Mengele, okay? These practices were brought to us and here, and this procedure, it's a horrible procedure. I've seen, you know, videos, undercover videos of abortions, and it's disgusting. It's gut wrenching. But on the other hand, in the present day situation, which I consider this a war situation. Okay, let's look at it like this. Now, who are the main people who use Planned Parenthood and who go get abortions? They're socialist, liberal, Democrat, crybaby, snowflake, this, that, or the other. They're immoral people to start out with. Okay, some of these people have had 5, 6, 7, 8 abortions at times. You know, if you check the records.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my point. Okay, what we have here is the liberal socialist Democrats of today killing the socialist liberal Democrats of tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thanks for the help.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up and keep listening, but before I go, I'm going to post something in your room. This is a true story from back during in the beginning of this country, back in the 20s. This is a true story. It went to the Great Depression. It's the same thing that the same law, this ruling, is the same law that they, which there is no, in the Constitution, the judges judge, and if something's not right, they send it back to Congress to either repeal it, revise it, or enforce it. But the judges do not make law according to the Constitution. But anyway, this here went to the election, and it was the same case, the same law that they used to decide that Terry Schiavo can't eat. And but this is a true story, and there's a one short link. That will give you, the lady tells you a little background about the case, but this is a true story, man, and if you can pass that out to your friends and everybody on the show or whatever, but I'm going to hang up and keep listening, and while we disagree, here's the thing, man, if you tell me that you're going to do something for me and I find out later you lied and then you're trying to, well, you know, we couldn't do it, listen, you just robbed me of my honor. You just took my respect away. So that's all I'm saying. Disagree with me, but, you know, and these both parties, when you see that how these guys are united, and it's like this from the Great Depression all the way up on their votes.
We've been saying that.
The guy that, yeah, so. But anyway, I'm going to hang up and keep listening. Y'all keep making people think you're doing God's work.
Calling in, caller. He's right, Roger, because you and I have talked about this many times, how these, you know, the Democrats, Republicans are all in bed together, corrupt. You know, and I've seen it here in our friend Carol Bodine.
who's running for governor had to switch her party recently because the Republicans here were fighting with her. So she switched to Libertarian. Now, because of all this, this is how deep the corruption is. It's bad everywhere.
Okay.
You know.
Well, Joseph, it's about that time, and I got to get up early in the morning and make a run.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And Jonathan, thank you for calling in, and we're going to do another show tomorrow.
Jonathan.
Well, it's good to be on the show tonight. Appreciate you guys having me on here. So.
You're welcome. Yeah. You know you can call here anytime.
You're very
welcome,
Jonathan. Anytime you want to call in, son, anytime you want to call in, call in. We appreciate you calling. We appreciate the input.
Well, last thing I just want to say, stand strong, Patriots. Let's hold our ground. So God bless all of you, and you guys have a good night.
You too, brother.
All
be
right,
safe and be careful
five,
out there.
Brother.
All right, brother.
But anyhow we'll do a show tomorrow night and everything, and we'll see what happens, you know. And things are getting gruesome, so you all better stock up like we've been telling you. And we've been telling you for months and months and months and stuff. So anything you want to say before we sign off, brother?
Nah, just like Joseph said, y'all better start stocking up on stuff, whatever you can find, because it might be kind of hard to get in
these
next 2 months. Think
the shelves are empty now. You know, it's going to be worse.
Wait till those wheels stop rolling.
Right. Just one shot.
Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, Joseph, all of y'all listening out there, I'm going to have to say good night. I have to get up in the morning and go load a trailer and go west of Dallas with it. So with that, peace, love, chicken grease, simplify. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. I'm out.
All right. Good night, gentlemen.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you here tomorrow night and keep you informed and updated.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me